This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. Hey love, welcome to the second season of Love Frances. Everybody, welcome to my fourth episode of Love Frances Podcast. If you're new here, hello, hello. My name is Emil 48 Frances, and thank you so much for stopping by my safe space today. You are very welcome here, and I honestly appreciate you for choosing my podcast to listen to out of all the podcasts out there. And yeah, thank you so much. And ngayon pa lang, I wanna tell you that again, this is a safe space for you and me, and please be comfortable. Anyway, gusto ko lang magpasalamat if you're one of the streamers sa na palaging nakikinig sa boses ko, hindi nagsasawang mag-stream sa podcast ko. Gusto ko lang magpasalamat. Sobrang na-appreciate ko talaga. Thank you, and yeah, how are you? Kamusta ka? Kamusta yung puso mo ngayon? Tara nga dito. Feeling ko may kailangan ng hug dyan. Ako ba? Feeling ko ako din. Kailangan ko din ng hug. Hug mo nga ako. Charot. Hindi. Anyway, I really honestly don't know what you're going through right now. Pero gusto lang kita i-hug. So, kunwari hinahug kita ngayon na. Ayun, I don't know what you're going through right now, pero sana alam mo that I am here for you and I am super proud of you because you're so strong, you're so brave, and baka nag-wonder ka, why does this woman tell me she's proud of me or I'm strong daw or I'm brave? Eh, she doesn't even know me and what I'm going through right now. Well, I am proud of you for simply being here. It's not easy to live life, diba? And there's a lot going on in this world talaga. And you simply being here is really brave. So, yeah, I am so proud of you, my love. So, yeah, anyway, for this episode, it's just going to be a continuation of my last episode. And since we talked about the mind, we'll still be talking about it for today's episode. And you might wanna listen to my third episode though. Kasi ang dami mo talaga matututunan doon. And if you haven't listened to my last episode, it's okay. So, I just wanna ask you this though. How's your thoughts going? How's your mind? Are you also having negative thoughts? Well, you're not alone if you've said yes to at least one of the questions that I've asked you just now. And I'm honestly proud if you have conquered your negative thoughts already, but I'm also super proud to those who are trying pa. Nakaka-proud yun sobra. Sobrang hirap kayang hindi mag-isip, diba? Sobra. And if you want to share the negative thoughts you've been thinking for a while now, pwede mo siyang i-share sa akin. You can DM me on my Instagram. It's eminal48frances.official. I'd gladly listen to you. Pwede kang mag-rant, diba, sa akin. And para alam mo lang na hindi ka nag-iisa sa laban na to. And honestly speaking, I'm a girl who loves thinking. I'm a girl na madaming thoughts. But the problem is, hindi naman palagi maganda yung thoughts, diba? Halos nga siguro, hindi maganda eh. That's why this is our title for today's episode. I am going to tell you of my greatest battleground. And before anything else, I'd like to point out kung bakit hindi ako nag-share about scary thoughts to you. First off, I don't want to scare you. And I wouldn't want to scare myself also, since I'm only by myself recording this. And yeah, I wouldn't want to risk that. And ayokong i-entertain ang ganong thought. So, we're just gonna be talking about something near that. And, yeah, since our mind is full of scary, dangerous, and crippling thoughts, it's indeed true that our greatest battleground is our mind. umaatake talaga siya. Diba? Share ko lang sa'yo, I have been sleeping really well these past few months. And konting background lang, OGs know this. And it's that before, merong consecutive months na nakaka-experience akong magka-sleeping paralysis. It's actually super scary kasi sa sobrang palagi siyang nangyayari sa akin, nasanay na ako, alam ko na kung paano maka-get out of that position. And yun nga, it's scary because even if I'm used to it, in that particular moment, feeling mo pa din, end mo na, diba? Feeling mo end mo na. Na final mo na yun, ganun, sobrang nakakatawa talaga. And thank God, these past few months, medyo okay naman na, I don't experience it that much anymore. And if you're like me, dati na nakaka-experience din ng sleeping paralysis, you might wanna check it. You might want to have it checked. Kasi hindi siya pwedeng i-easy-easy lang. Because it's actually really dangerous. So yun, thank God. Kasi yun nga, nagiging okay na ako dun sa part na yun. And so I don't get to entertain mga nakakatakot na thoughts anymore. And since it's Halloween nga, medyo madaming nakakatakot na mga stories circulating around the internet right now. And I'm not in for those stories. Don't get me wrong, I'm not in for those stories. Like, whenever I pass by a post na mayroong ganung mga nakakatakot na mga stories, sunuscroll ko na kaagad. I'm like, no way. So, kahapon basically, it was Miss Halloween 2021. And I actually didn't make sama sa pageant. Even if I can, because I don't want to celebrate it. But I still chose to co-host the event because it's such an amazing opportunity for me. And kahapon, first time ko ulit, nai-entertain ang pagkaduwag ko sa ganong mga bagay. And Ate Shecky, the one hosting with me, asked me kung ano daw ang pinaka-nakakatakot na nangyari sa buhay ko na makokonnect ko sa mirror. And syempre, since I am duwag nga, medyo nahirapan ako kasi nabalikan ko yung mga ganong alaala na pilit ko ng binabaon. Binabaon? Kayo na bahala. Anyway, ayun nga, so kagaya ng ganon, hindi ko pwedeng ma-avoid yung mga ganung mga thoughts, eh, 'di ba? Kasi nandun ako sa event na 'yon eh. So natakot talaga ako sa moment na 'yon. And since my mind is my greatest battlefield, ang dami ko nang naiisip na nakakatakot after that moment. And if you're like me na sobrang duwag sa ganun, I want you to know that there is a way out. There is a way na pwede mong hindi ma-entertain ang ganung thoughts. Alam mo, when yung isang thought na negative biglang magpa-pop sa isipan mo, sa mind mo, pwede mo ding tanungin yung sarili mo na, saan kaya nanggagaling yung gantong thoughts ko? Saan kaya nanggagaling yung gantong pag-iisip ko? And ask yourself, you know, where did that thought come from? And na-realize ko sa moment na yon, totoo talaga na you catch what you're close to. So, pag palagi mong ina-entertain yung negative thoughts, you catch it. Madadala mo siya. And, yun, I want you to know that in that very moment, natakot ka, have a heart check. Have a mind check. Tapos, fix natin yung focus natin, diba? San ba dapat focus mo? Ano ba dapat iniisip mo? Kailan mo ba talagang i-entertain yung mga negative thoughts mo? Yung mga nakakatakot na thoughts mo? If you said no, I am so proud of you. Diba hindi? Diba dapat hindi natin ipakontrol yung mind natin sa lives natin? I don't know how you conquer your greatest battlegrounds or your greatest battlefields, but I do it through reading the Bible. Like what I said on my last episode, this is what's really helping me. And I don't know about you, but this is just the thing na nag-work sa akin. Pero you do you, di ba? So, yun nga, I go through the Bible and I pray and I remind myself that there is a God who can help me fix my focus. And yun nga, be careful of what you think talaga. Your thoughts can run your life. And don't allow the fear win. Decide to resist thoughts that will never make you a better person. And yun, decide to resist thoughts na hindi naman nakakapagpabuti sa'yo. Kung hindi na nga nakakapagpabuti sa'yo, kung hindi na siya good for you, don't entertain it anymore. So yun, thank you so much for being with me today. Yun, shout out sa'yo kasi hanggang ngayon, andito ka pa din. And wala mang makaka-recognize o wala mang nakaka-recognize sa pagbabago ng buhay mo kasi ikaw lang, tsaka si God, yung may alam kung anong nangyayari sa buhay mo, sa mind mo. So, kahit na you're silently winning your battles, I want you to know na you got this. Kaya natin to, okay? And, yun, thank you for being with me today. Mahal na mahal kita. I'll talk to you on my next one. Again, this is Frances reminding you that you are safe here. Always and always, love, Frances.